Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 214 of the Story Hacker podcast. And if you're listening on the day of release, first, bless you. You're a subscriber, obviously. And second, happy Easter. It's Easter Sunday today. And I'm not going to take up much of your time at all, because I hope that you're lucky enough to have people around you that you love, people around you that you are wanting to spend time with today. And I think I don't know whether I've mentioned this podcast, but I was brought up a Methodist. In fact, my dad is a retired Methodist minister. And the belief hasn't stuck, if I'm honest. And that's a shame. In some ways, I'm very envious of people who do have faith. But that part's gone from me. But the general ethos, I suppose, the ethics of Christianity have certainly gone deep in all those Sunday school, all those Sunday services and Sunday school, all that kind of stuff I went through when I was a kid. And I was reminded of that kind of simple generosity that Christians have. I was speaking to my mum yesterday, who sadly is on her own during this crisis. She is, she lives alone, and one of her neighbours yesterday put a cream cake on her doorstep, which I thought was a lovely, lovely, simple act of kindness. And she's certainly had loads of people, you know, offering to do bits of shopping for her or offering help and what have you. And it's a truism and a cliche, but when we're in times like this, times of horror in some respects, and I think, you know, in the UK we've had over 900 deaths each of the last 2 days, and I think if you stop and think about what that means, people losing their lives, loved ones, having to say goodbye to people, although if they can't even say goodbye because they're not allowed in the hospitals. You know, it is horrific. There's no other word for it, I don't think. But the truism, the cliche is that all this bad stuff also brings out so much good stuff, and that seems appropriate to stop and reflect on Easter Sunday, even without the faith, even without the belief. This idea that when my son walks the old lady down the road, he walks her dog every couple of days. Or when, you know, we get a bit of shopping for someone, or we give them a phone call or whatever. I was speaking to my mate George a couple of days ago, who I've talked about on this podcast. George is 99. He lives in a care home. Usually I take him out to lunch every couple of weeks. But that's just not possible at the moment. Just giving him a phone call for 5 minutes just makes a difference. And of course, the selfish part of this is that these random acts of kindness, well, not random acts, but these tiny acts of kindness, don't just make a difference for the people we do them for. They make a difference to us, of course, about how we feel. And if you haven't experienced that yet, then my advice to you on this Easter Sunday is to do something kind and unexpected for someone. Maybe you're putting a cream cake on their doorstep. Maybe you're offering to walk their dog. I don't know what it might be, but maybe it's just a phone call. But if you do something like that, you'll be improving their life and you'll be improving your life. And that's something we can all have faith in. Happy Easter, my friends. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you soon.